NamNab is a podcast that deals with the grisly details of a variety of topics, including true crime cases, government cover-ups, conspiracies, and the paranormal. This content is not suitable for everyone. Viewer discretion is advised.
She was murdered.
What's up, my dudes?
Welcome back.
This is Not a Monster, Not a Boogeyman.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Janae.
I'm Les.
And today, I have an important case for you guys. The trigger warnings for this one are suicide and kidnapping, so just heads up there. But this is one that I urge you to really listen in on the details. This is going to be a short one because it is a kidnapping case, as I obviously already spoiled. But this is an active case. So, if you can, please listen. Sources for this one are The Inquirer, The Charlie Project, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, NBC Chicago, Reddit Unsolved Mysteries, and CNN.
Nice.
So we will have links for those, as I will say later on, but please check out this case. I need to get to my shit. So on October 18th, 2004, Timothy Pitson was born in Aurora,
Pennsylvania.
Aurora, Illinois. I was going to say Pillinois.
Aurora, Pillinois.
Aurora, Pillinois. To James Pitson and Amy Joanne Marie Fry Pitson. It's a long name. Timothy was considered a very energetic and extroverted young boy who was happy and loved to play. His family would call him a natural leader who enjoyed the zoo, playgrounds, bikes, and go-karts. He loved Chuck E. Cheese pizza, yogurt, macaroni, and anything from McDonald's.
I also love macaroni.
I just have questions about the, you know, Chuck E. Cheese pizza, but that's about it.
Like if it's done right.
Shit. I don't even care that that shit upsets my stomach. I will still
eat it. Yeah. That's fair. Those who saw the Pitsons thought of them as a regular family, but inside the home, James Pitson and his wife, Amy, were having a rough patch and would argue often. And this was after Amy had survived a suicide attempt in 2003.
Oh, no. Yeah. I didn't know that part of this.
Yeah, it's going to become very heavily involved in her mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another trigger warning, I guess I should have put. We're going to talk a lot about depression and mental health in this one. Okay. And this was a year before she came pregnant with Timothy. So she became pregnant in 2004.
Okay. So, wait. She had just had a suicide attempt and then got pregnant after?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. A year after?
Yep.
Dang.
A year after. So, the situation that this occurred in was that she had overdosed on medication and had passed out while sitting on the edge of a cliff. So,
fucking A.
Yeah. So there's like a little bit of like, oh, was it meant to be suicide or was it accidental or something? Mm. So the supposed suicide is put in a lot of parentheses usually.
Okay. What do you think?
Based off of her mental health, I'm going to say I think it was purposeful. But I think that also saved her life just because when you pass out, you go limp.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think it inadvertently saved her life.
She survived with minimal injuries?
As far as I know, they don't really talk about injuries.
Interesting.
And I imagine if she was able to get pregnant a year later that right. She wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
What did her husband find her? Like what?
I think she was there with her husband.
Okay.
And he saw it happen.
Okay.
So obviously they're a little tense.
Yeah.
Amy and James had met at a party in college and had been dating long distance. James had known about Amy's depression, and he felt that her struggling mental health had been from her previous marriage that, and hoped that entering into a healthy relationship with him would help. And then they became married after Timothy was born. So they were just dating before, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make a note about what you just said.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping you were going to.
Getting into a healthy relationship will not change your mental health. Only you can do that. Doesn't matter who you're dating, like
you
that can definitely
save somebody.
Yeah, and that can definitely influence your mental health, but like you can't save anyone. Mm-hmm. And getting into a relationship where someone loves you is not going to save you from having mental health problems.
Nope.
Either. So just a caveat
there. Yeah. So that was one thing that came up for me along with all of this.
Yeah.
But I digress for later.
Oh no.
I am lost. Amy's family had been aware of her depression and severe mental illness her entire life. But she felt that she was only, they felt that she was only ever a danger for herself and would, do anything for the people around her. What caused the arguments to start between the couple was issues with money, and Amy disappeared for extended periods of time in the past months. And she would often go on like luxurious vacations with her friends. And like the final straw was that she went on a cruise with her friend without telling her husband and just like up and left.
Like no notice or
anything? No notice whatsoever. But it was like, it was not unusual for her to go and disappear for extended periods of time.
Does she have a diagnosis?
Her family is doing a lot to not talk too much about her mental health history.
Which is fair.
They'll only like say like, yeah, she was depressed and she like had mental health issues.
I'm also not trying to say that this excuses that behavior or no. She should be pathologized. I'm just curious.
Yeah. No, I looked into it because I wanted to know more, but they're doing a very good job of hiding all of that. And not nice. Hiding, but, like, keeping it private.
Which it should be.
As it should be. So now the tipping point that really caused all these arguments was that Amy was threatening divorce, something that James did not take lightly, as Amy had been married 3 times prior that all ended similarly. 3 times.
How old is this woman?
I think she's in her late 30s, because I believe when she dies, she's 43.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that's part of
this. Spoiler alert. Yeah, spoiler alert. So she's in her late 30s at this point. And they met in college. So this is after her 3 marriages, and she's been married 3 times in college. In her, like, 20s to 30s, probably. And that's not to say that being married multiple times is bad. It's just we're seeing a pattern. But James was very determined to try and make the relationship work. So he wanted to, like, work through it with her, and she just didn't want a part in it. The world of the Pitson family would be completely turned upside down on May 11th, 2011. James took 6-year-old Timothy to kindergarten and told his son he loved him and to be good. He also took his wife Amy to work and sent her off with a kiss. 30 minutes later, Amy arrived to the elementary school and signed her son out, telling them that there had been a family emergency and that Timothy needed to come with her. Her son happily ran to his mother at 8:30 a.m., and they were seen leaving the school. And often you will find this case talked about on YouTube with, like, creepy last, like, surveillance video of, like, the last time people were seen. You can see, like, the film there of him leaving the school. So they have the security footage of there and every place that they go from here on. Yeah. So you'll see, like, the last 48 hours of this boy being seen. However, there obviously was no emergency, and James only found out that his son was not in school when he arrived later that day to pick him up. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
You show up and they're like, oh, your kid's not here.
But his mom picked him up?
Yep. His mom picked him up at 8:30. Without the dad didn't know.
That's scary, though, because, like, obviously the other parent's going to have access to the, especially if you guys, like, live in the same house. You wouldn't think to be like, no, I'm the only person that can pick my child up.
Right. Yep. So now your kid's just missing. Worried, he returned home and checked for his wife and son there. When he could not find them, he also searched for them at Amy's work and called her cell phone, which went directly to voicemail every time. With no further information on where they were, James reported them missing the following morning as friends and family frantically searched for Amy and her son.
I mean, she turned her phone off.
Yeah.
Which most people don't think to do.
Yeah. The previous day, when Amy had taken Timothy out of school, she took him to on a vacation of sorts that would send them across the state. Amy took her blue 2004 Ford Expedition SUV to an auto shop at 10 a.m., and a worker from the repair shop took them to the Brookfield Zoo. They later retrieved the car at 3 p.m. and set off to Gurnee in Lake County, Illinois, where they checked into the Key Lime Cove Resort, which is an indoor water park. He could be seen playing with his new toys as she bought them on their trip for him, which included a semi-truck, a blue Hot Wheels starter kit, and some gold coins decorated with animals. They spent their night there before driving to another indoor water park called Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, which I think is the only time they leave the state.
Okay. Well, it's definitely kidnapping now. If it wasn't before, she just took him across state lines.
So it is even kidnapping, even though it's his mom?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Why? It depends on the state you're in, but yeah, it's a big problem, too, with, like, parents who... When I worked at the visitation center, that was a lot of the reason why people saw their kids there, is because the other parent was scared that
they would
child
take
would be kidnapped.
Yeah.
Well, and yes, it's kidnapping if you just take your kid because the other person has rights.
So they checked in there on May 12th. Around 10 a.m. that day, there was security footage of Amy and Timothy in the checkout line, which would be the final time Timothy would ever be seen. Though James had been unsuccessfully trying to get in contact with Amy and Timothy since they first disappeared on the 11th, Amy would contact her mother on the 13th between 12 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. to reassure her that she and Timothy were fine and would return home in a few days. She said that she felt that she needed some space from the fighting that had been going on between her and James. She also would contact James' brother and told him that they were safe, and she added that Timothy belonged to her. In both of these calls, Timothy could be heard in the background talking and telling his mother that he was hungry, and both those people felt that Timothy was, like, sounded fine, like nothing was wrong.
Like, it seemed like he was safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he didn't seem scared, he didn't seem like he was hurt, nothing.
Well, and it kind of seems like she's, like, and again, this doesn't condone anything she's done, but just, like, taking care of him.
Pretty much.
Generally doing things that would make any kid kind of happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she's taking him to, like, the zoo, water parks. Like, this is, like, a fun little trip with mom.
Sounds like a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Great couple of days.
Yeah.
I'm a grown up and I want
to
do that.
You get taken out of school, and then you get to go to the zoo? That sounds great.
That sounds like an awesome time.
And mom's buying me all kinds of shit.
And then I got toys. That probably sounds like a great day to him.
Yeah.
And I can imagine how he was like, oh, this is, like, I'm not in danger in this situation.
Yeah.
Because now he's just with mom.
Right.
He probably didn't even feel like he was in danger in the first place.
Yeah.
Wow. Cell phone records show that the calls were placed when they were northwest of Sterling in Whiteside County, Illinois, near Route 40. Those who knew her... Those who knew her believed that Amy was behaving this way due to her fear that if she divorced James, she would lose custody of Timothy due to her mental health history and James having a more stable income than her.
Sorry.
The final sighting of Amy would be at 7:25 p.m. that evening when she entered the Family Dollar in Winnebago alone to purchase pen, paper, and envelopes. Then later at 8 p.m. at a grocery store where she was still unaccompanied. She checked into the Rockford Inn at Rockford, Illinois at 11:15 p.m. Sometime that night, Amy completed suicide and was discovered by the hotel maid at 12:30 p.m. May 14th, along with a note apologizing for the mess she left. And she also wrote two other letters, one for her mother and one for her friend, saying that, stating hauntingly, "You will never find him, but Timothy was safe and with people who would take care of him." Yeah.
What about the family? Like, her family.
So, I'll get into them a little bit. They've always been very, very supportive. They were being supportive all through this search.
Mm-hmm.
They're never combative. They want Timothy home as badly as James does.
Yeah.
And they already did investigations. They don't feel like the family is involved at all. But there was one quote specifically I found where they're like, "I can forgive her for, like, her..." I hate that they say the word forgive, but I understand.
Yeah.
They're like, "We can forgive her for the action she took. We just can't forgive her for making us lose Timothy."
Yeah.
So they're upset about it, and they're like, "That's something I can't forgive because we don't know if he's safe."
Right.
We don't know where he is. So she's put them through torture for that, so they can't forgive it. But they are, they're grieving. They're grieving their sister and daughter and stuff. Jesus. But they're very cooperative. So they're a whole part of the search for Timothy.
What the fuck? Where the fuck did she put this child?
Where is Timothy? Because she says that he's with people that will take care of him and that she feels he's safe with. So some people think that it was somebody she knew.
Right.
But, like, he was 6, and this has not been, like, a very silent case.
Right.
So they're wondering, like, how has he not contacted them by now?
Yeah, I mean, he'd be... I can't do math. He was 22.
Yeah.
I think...
Well, he was 6 in 2011.
Oh, 6 in 2011. I'm sorry, I was going off in 2004. Sorry.
That's when he was born.
Yeah.
And
I
that
realized
what
that.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
Doesn't make any sense.
So the last time he was seen was at that checkout,
the checkout counter. Yeah.
So yeah,
he would still be old enough. And like, if we can find this on the internet, somebody with that sort of memory, like memories of that day, and then suddenly being handed off to someone that's not your parents, you would remember that by that age.
Right.
Unless maybe she killed him.
The confuzzled looks are here. So anyway, I'm going to continue.
The confuzzled looks.
So as I said, this leaves the question of where is Timothy Pitson? Here are some facts that we have to try and locate a boy who has been missing for 9 years. I have been providing details on dates, times, and locations in hopes it will help those who are looking for her track her movements and possibly bring up new leads. Amy's cell phone, Timothy's Spider-Man backpack, his toys, clothes, and the clothes Amy was wearing when they left the resort are missing from the room. Concerned that she had harmed her son, police investigated the knife that Amy had used in her suicide, but it was found to only have her blood on it. So no lead there. I already read that. An examination of her car was done, and forensic testing of the plant and sediment on her car suggested it had stopped for a period of time on a gravel area just off of an asphalt road that had been treated with glass road making beads, which are used to make roads safer, so it makes the paint reflective on the roads. The vehicle had also lightly backed into a grassy meadow or a field that contained Queen Anne's face and black mustard plants in the field or along the shoulder of the road. The area would be nearly treeless, and only some oak or birch trees would be in the general area, but none directly where the car had stopped. It was likely that there was a pond or a small stream nearby, but the area has no indication that it was like a lawn or like a farmland for crops. It didn't have those chemicals.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have all this information just based off of the sediment and like dust on her car. So
forensics are crazy.
Forensics are crazy.
I'm just, like, so confused. Like, where do you put a child?
Where do you put a child?
Who, like, will remember things. Well, like, he was old enough that he would remember stuff.
Her clothes from that day are missing, too.
Right.
Why would she get rid of her clothes?
I'm just having a hard time feeling like she would hurt her son, given the reason why she left.
Mm-hmm.
But
which I know is probably my bias, and I can acknowledge that it's likely showing, but...
She was like, he's mine.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is like the possessiveness.
Yeah, and I'm going to get into some theories here at the end that we can discuss. Okay. And that's one of them.
Okay. So are you going with the, like, if I can't have you, no one can kind of route when you're thinking that way, Liz?
Yeah.
Yeah. That
yeah.
makes sense.
And not necessarily more sense. Like,
well, and that's
stay
the way
together
she's
forever.
That's the way she's talking. She's like, he belongs to me. Only I can keep him safe.
So
yeah,
weird
because
to me.
Like, also, if you're gonna leave, like, why wouldn't he be better off with his dad compared to safe people?
Yeah.
Well, and I get into that some more, because there's some more things she says.
That also makes me ask the question of, like, how safe was the home, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'll let you talk now.
we're gonna get into it. You guys are smart. Lead investigators in this case believe that the area is near or in Lee County or Whiteside County in northwestern Illinois. They also are considering Carroll, Ogle, Stephenson, and Winnebago counties. In 2013, Amy's phone was turned in by a woman who had found it along Route 78. And she had kept it for a few years before giving it to her brother when he needed a phone. Her brother recognized some of the names on the phone, which resulted in it being turned over to police. This possibly provides a location where the car had been parked and where other items possibly could have been dumped. Police searched the area but could not locate any other evidence, and there was no evidence on the phone of Timothy's location.
Shit. So she didn't get any text messages from some sketch person or something?
Not that they found on that phone.
Because, like, who the fuck did she know? Because here's the
thing, she could have had another phone.
Isn't she in a different state now at this point?
No, this is still in Illinois. They've been there this whole time. Oh. The only time they left was to Wisconsin to another water park.
Oh, and then they came back to Illinois?
Mm-hmm. Well, she came back to Illinois.
How are you making these arrangements without
burner phone
contacting anyone?
I have more. An examination of the car also brought to light a concerning amount of blood. It was like a large stain in the back seat of her car that belonged to Timothy. A family member tried to debunk this as being from a nosebleed that Timothy supposedly had almost a year before.
Right. Yeah, a year? You're just going to leave blood there. Fresh-looking blood for a year.
Stain too?
Yeah. Why would you leave a stain for a year? That's my question.
Mm-mm. That's a lie.
Unless it was like in the carpet or something. In that case, still...
Still, though, and especially if it's a large stain, you know, like, I can understand leaving, like, a little one or whatever, but, like, a big-ass blood stain, yes, no. You would clean that up.
Yes. Yeah.
The police are going to fucking, if you get stopped, they're going to be like,
what the fuck is that?
Did you murder somebody? And no one wants that. Yeah. So.
Fuck? Amy's family refused to believe that she would hurt her son as she adored him. And one, like, a quote that keeps coming up that I didn't include was, like, she adored him so much that she gave him a second M in his name just to make him a little more unique and special.
I was wondering why it was spelled that way.
Yeah.
What was her son's name again?
It's Timothy with two M's.
Oh, my God.
But she did that to try and be like, you know, I want you to be, she's like, I want you to be special. But she, like, adored him. So they're like, there's no way that she could have hurt her kid. Because she loved him so much, which goes on to your side of the story, Janae.
Right, but then also, like, yeah, some people love things too much, and they don't know what that actually means, and then they murder them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know that little girl in Animaniacs that, like, hugs the cat too hard all the time? That.
I love that that's your example.
Like, Sid and Nancy. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean,
love you so much to kill you.
So with all this, there were still indications that Amy had planned Timothy's disappearance in the months prior.
Shit.
One of the last pings from Amy's cell phone before her death had been off a cell phone tower near Sterling, Illinois. Using phone records, police found that Amy had made two prior trips to the same area months earlier that her family could not explain. Amy had also made an email account under her maiden name several months earlier. The police discovered that her husband discovered this and her husband did not know about this email account. To be fair, I don't think my partner knows all my email accounts, so
no. Same, yeah.
But they found that this email was mainly full of spam mail. There were some deleted emails, and the police were not able to recover these, as Yahoo does not maintain those records.
That's sketchy, Yahoo.
Yeah.
Just saying.
But, she does have this email. That's true. She does have this email that randomly pops up.
Okay. Well, maybe that's how she was communicating with people.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Now, with many, many grains of salt, I add that there are some who mention that there is a cult in this area that Timothy disappeared in, and have brought up some possible connections between Amy and this cult, but I could not find anything solid to prove this.
Okay.
And it was from a Reddit post, so...
Yeah, you gotta take all those with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
That's weird, though, that would come up.
Mm-hmm.
There are way more cults operating in this country than I personally knew about until recently.
There's a lot more than I'm comfortable with.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, they're comfortable with cults. Zero.
Some people say no that cults. Maybe she handed him off to, like, an Amish family, and that's why there hasn't been any connection. That's, like, a hoping thing, but it was, like, also another theory that came up out of nowhere.
What about the blood pile?
Like, the blood in the car, though.
There wouldn't be blood if he was like, fine.
I feel like these ones where like suicide is the response, it's so frustrating because it's like you're the only person with any answers.
Mm-hmm.
I say that having just finished Cold about the Josh Powell case, and it is way more than we ever did about it.
There's
and
a
I'm
lot.
Upset that we don't have answers.
So the overwhelming sense in this case that many get is that Timothy might have been killed by his mother, given the fact that he has never reached out to his family or been found. Amy's clothes being missing suggests that she needed to dispose of them if they had blood on them.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I'm yeah. kind of there.
That's what I'm at. It
sucks.
There is a line in her final note that gives some pause, which reads, quote, "I can't take the chance of James hurting Timothy because of my choices, so I have taken him somewhere safe." My question is, what does she mean by that?
Right.
That line gives me some pause, where it brings up the question of, is James really a safe person? But most people get the feeling that he is.
Right.
That he wouldn't hurt his son.
And that's all I've heard about this case. Is yeah. Like how
his dad is really, dad is. Yeah, is supposedly very loving. Which is brought up by something else.
I'm with you, though, too, of like, who says things like that? A. B. What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
By safe.
Yeah.
Because that could mean dead, in your opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it could be maybe she feels like maybe he'll treat his son differently now that his, mm-hmm. now that she's committed suicide and like possibly blame their son for some reason. That's some things that some people brought up, but it's just a sentence that gives me some pause.
Yeah.
Because I don't like it.
No, it's weird.
Yeah. And you thought it was so desperate that you needed to kidnap your child to get him away from his father.
Yeah.
That's
other question.
That brings up other questions for me of like, was it a safe home?
Yeah, exactly. That brings up like, oh, DV and abuse yeah. and like all these things, but I also don't, like, I haven't seen any of that yeah. in any
I don't
of the
see
evidence
any
that I've seen.
Evidence that I for it at all.
Okay. Well, then.
So I'm,
what?
I have questions because yeah. how much do we really know about what's going on there?
That's true. And it's just weird that this kid hasn't reached out, though. I
yeah,
agree. Like,
and
this
I don't
got
know
a ton of media coverage.
I don't know how much investigation they did on the dad tied to this. Like, I don't know if he really was investigated at all, and if he was, how much.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if
the
they even would have been looking for
that. The scenario of her first suicide attempt is a little weird.
It is. That's yeah. a little strange. And there's no other information about it?
None that comes up.
I don't know, man. I kind of feel like she killed her kid.
Yeah.
Me too.
Which is unfortunate.
I agree.
That's so sad.
Because I'm like, I can see it in a very plain black and white way of how maybe her mental health really was really, really bad.
Yeah.
And for some reason she thought, one of the theories is that she thought that really killing her kid was putting him in a better place.
Yeah.
Or that, yeah, safer than with her husband.
Yeah.
Which is even scarier.
If we don't know anything about his behavior in
yeah.
the past.
Well, and it brings up questions like, is this DV? Is it delusions? Is it something driven by her depression?
Or third theory.
Or
did
the
husband kill both of them?
I don't think so.
Bum, no.
Bum.
Yeah, I think they did say that he's got alibis for all of this. So, yeah.
What? Man. Did he say anything additional about her mental health other than what's already been shared?
No, he doesn't.
Huh. That gives me some pause, though, too.
He did do, like, a special with CNN, I think.
Okay.
I didn't watch it just because I work a lot and I don't have time to do that much research.
Understand.
I would love to, but there was nothing mentioned about him acting strange in it, but I would like to go back and watch it with the lens of maybe trying to see if he did have a part in it. But really, the vibe I get from him, he has nothing to do with this. He just wants his son back.
Well, and I don't think he had anything to do with it necessarily. I just mean, like, it's kind of strange that if you admit that, like, this woman that I was with has mental health problems and these are the concerns that I have
mm-hmm.
with that, that you wouldn't talk about that more because you lived in close proximity with this person, so you would be the person with the most information about their mental health.
Yep.
So that seems a little strange to me.
Yeah.
And again, maybe it's a protecting whatever, but why yeah. would you do that? She took your kid. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
He could be dead.
Right.
So give us more information.
Yep.
Right. So I just find that a little strange.
It is very, very strange. I agree.
It's like a cover up in a weird way. And yeah, like you guys said, there's no... The only way he's alive is someone she knows has is him. Keeping him.
Mm-hmm. Which you think the police or investigative people Here's have gone the thing. Through that.
They don't
right?
know. I get worried and I start thinking about human trafficking.
Yeah, that's
because I'm like, that's because well, who's she trusting if she's already exactly. in that kind of state
well,
of mind?
Well, this was like planned in months earlier. What? And then there's that email that comes up for me. And then I start worrying, was she in contact with somebody? Did she arrange like for like an adoption, a late adoption exactly. or something?
That's what I was
So
thinking.
She gave custody to somebody else to have him?
Yeah.
Or was this a human trafficking thing where maybe she didn't realize it was a human trafficking thing? Or maybe she did. I don't want to believe that that's the case, but that's something else that really concerns me.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought at the beginning too, was like human trafficking. And I don't know if it's because... everywhere right now or
and you know yeah. if she's in that state of mind and some weirdo's like yeah I can help you with your kid dude sure
yeah
like, we'll take knows, him somewhere
I'll kind make of. Sure no one ever sees him again
because there's a lot we don't know about her state of mind during this and yes. like what kind of things yeah. she's dealing with you know is she schizophrenic is she having a bipolar episode yeah. like what's happening here
yeah
because that might even give us a little bit more
clarity
insight mm-hmm. on what could have happened
yeah. wow this one's so weird
mm-hmm. because like people just see it as like those like weird videos of like he's disappearing we don't know where he is
yeah
but if you look into all the details like this is really fucking weird
yeah
it's weird and it's hard because this boy is still missing and we don't know
right
we have no clue wow and like it's somebody we could still see that's missing he's a child
right like unless he was brainwashed and
that's the other
know.
Thing that's I think that's why the cult thing comes up
yeah
but then with cult things I worry about human trafficking
yeah it all roads
it all
back
ties back
unfortunately they all lead that way
so the case went cold April 3rd, 2019
oh no
hold on The case went cold, and until April 3rd, 2019, they had another update. In Newport, Kentucky, the police were called when a teenager was found wandering the streets. When the boy found police, he told them that he was Timothy Pitson and that he had just escaped two kidnappers. The following day, the FBI revealed that this was nothing more than a hoax, and that the boy was actually 23-year-old Brian Michael Rennie, who had just been released less than a month prior from prison for burglary and vandalism charges. I believe he ended up back in jail for this.
Right, because what are you doing, dude?
Yeah. This caused further heartbreak for the family, but garnered more interest in the case that is now almost a decade old.
Yeah,
because that's also kind of a weird fucking thing to say to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same as the thing in with Johnny Gosch.
Yeah. Like, here's the thing. He gave a very detailed description of his kidnappers, like down to the clothes they were wearing, what car it was. And, like, all that stuff.
But this guy was in jail, like...
This guy was in jail.
During the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no clue that these people even exist.
Ah, see, but I don't know, though, because, again, I think it's just I got Johnny Gosch on the brain.
Me too.
And fucking Paul Benassi or uh-huh. whatever, who was also in jail, but and seemed to know an awful lot about Johnny Gosch's him trafficking.
She killed him. My bad.
Honestly, yeah, that sounds like the most logical theory.
Yeah.
I'm looking for zebras when I should be looking for horses.
Yeah. I want to know the whole car thing for me. The reason I went so into detail about it is that it sounds like that's where maybe the deal or the handoff happened, or it could be where body and evidence are.
Yeah.
So I feel like we need to be paying a little more attention to that.
That's so nowhere, many mysteries all over the place.
Nowhere in like their line of agenda were those things.
That's weird.
Like they didn't go camping as far as we know. They didn't do any of that stuff. It's just like just amusement parks and zoo.
Because how would she have killed him? Like dumping him off a bridge into water. If there was, their blood is like just not being examined at all.
The thing is, they don't even mention any other
blood.
They say it's his blood. Yeah.
So it's his blood. What the fuck? That's yeah. She killed him.
Liz is like, I solved it. She did.
Because what? She's just like, here, son, I'm gonna knock you out so these other kidnappers can take you for a second in my car. No, that doesn't make sense.
Was it like enough blood to constitute a murder?
They said a concerning amount.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that depends on the substance we're talking about. So, yeah.
But also, if it's no a concerning amount
weapon,
of blood.
No evidence at all?
And they were saying it's from a nosebleed. So, I mean, like, yeah, you can get a lot of blood from a nosebleed. Oh, but, like, a concerning amount?
A year old nosebleed. Like, do these forensics. Can you tell us if it's a year old blood stain? Like, come on.
That's true.
That's a good fucking point.
I don't know.
Think about that. I don't know if like, they can date blood, though.
I feel like
I don't
you
know if they
can
date stains, because I think maybe she did try to wash out, but there's like blood leaves a stain.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds a little sketch.
I still feel like she killed him.
Like, can the dad confirm it was there before?
Yeah. I don't think he ever made a comment on that. I think it was just her side of the family.
All right. Well,
it's just weird.
They just said the family, though, so I don't
literally
know.
Literally, these questions, like, in two, maybe 20 minutes compared to an investigator who could have been on this case for forever. Like, I'm so confused as to why there's not more evidence.
I feel like there's also an added level of sensitivity because there was a suicide involved, and the family was that. I feel like they also were trying to, like, if they were being considerate.
Right. But, like, if she killed her
but
kid,
also
then, like,
there's a boy missing.
I get that, but that's conclusive. Like, yeah. That's not the question at hand. Do you care about your son? Where is he? What happened to him?
Well,
either way, something had to been going on for her to want to remove him from that situation.
Yes. Right. And also, like, enough so that she didn't want to talk about it at all.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's a lot.
I just find it, why would you not disappear with your child if you have the capability to disappear in that way and you're worried about his safety?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not?
I agree.
Yeah. That's
it's
just weird.
I would feel better disappearing with my kid than handing him to some strangers.
Me too. Or even people I fucking know.
Yeah.
I'd feel much better about disappearing with my kid.
I agree.
I don't know. I just think it's a little sus. Because she was having those mental health problems probably the entire time she had her child.
Oh, absolutely.
What did people expect? Yeah, if that's like
her
postpartum.
Mental health was really, really bad. But like, that's not a surprise. Like, her family has been telling you that it's been bad for years. Her husband, I guess then boyfriend, knew that she had really bad depression.
My
and
other
still,
question is, like, no one stepped in?
No.
You knew how bad this person's mental health is and you don't step in at all?
Well, and they don't talk too much about
the
family's involvement. And I think it's because they're being so private.
Yeah.
But, like, they seem to be really supportive of her. Or they try to present that they're very supportive. I don't know if they actually were supportive of her. Because I don't know her side of the story.
Right.
But I imagine if she left letters for her mom that it wouldn't be too bad.
Well, depending on what the letters say, because the letters can sometimes say
she talks about the fact that she's like, I'm sorry, but, you know, you guys can't have him, but he's safe. I promise that he's safe.
And, like, who's safer to leave your child with for most people than their own family?
Right.
What? Yeah, it's a lot of confusion.
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah. It's just strange. And then, like, I'm also like, what if she didn't kill herself? What if someone killed her?
Yeah, I feel like there's so much to it because it's like, it's so confusing and the circumstances are so confusing. They make just enough sense to kind of piece together, but to make the story weird. But then you start picking it apart and you're like, but wait, why is it that way?
There's so many layers of things that are unanswered here, which is a problem.
Yeah. And we just take it as like, it's a mother who is depressed. So she took her kid away and then he's disappeared and she's dead. Like, we're just like that. Yeah, that's the whole story.
If
but it's already so
story,
strange.
Yeah, I don't think he's out there.
No. And plus the planning, you had mentioned that she had gone out there a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
That's also
I don't think you plan when you go and drop off your kid at some location.
No,
I think you plan when you're gonna hide a body.
Yeah.
Or it's like a ritualistic kind of thing for her, in my opinion. Like, I don't see any maliciousness. No, I don't think there's a cult, personally. Unless for some reason she was like in contact. Okay, the people she was in contact with plotting beforehand. Yeah, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
cult? Maybe. Yeah. Cult, it maybe. Could just be a friend.
Right.
Or, but that's the thing. Like, she didn't drive outside of Illinois. So why is it so hard to find him?
Well, and then there's also the thing that was brought up that she does disappear for extended periods of time.
Mm-hmm. Which is indicative of a worse mental health problem, too.
Yeah. But then you add in, like, possible cult relations or possible planning. And then it's like, okay, where did she disappear all those times before? Yeah. Do we know where she went? Was it because of her mental health, or was it because she's meeting with people?
How is she affording all these hotels?
Also that, because I would...
Well, the argument was about money.
Really?
Ah, okay.
Money was involved.
So, and then but also...
But he made more money than she did, uh-huh. right?
Why was it so hard to find her? Like, couldn't you track her pretty easily?
So, the phone okay, was off. There is something else that I didn't mention was missing. There's a everywhere. Thing called an iPass that's missing from her car, which is something used to track when you go through tolls.
Yeah.
That is still missing. They don't know where that is.
Probably because it has a history of uh-huh. where they were.
Yep.
Why would she go that far missing. To hide it?
Yeah, she definitely killed her kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Which is upsetting, because then it's like, is it, it's probably mental health related.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you see something, say something.
Yep.
Again, hello.
So,
man,
James Pitson still believes his son is alive. For a period of time, he continued to build a treehouse that he had started for his son in hopes that he would soon be found and returned home.
Ouch.
He is left wondering why his son, years later, has not attempted to contact him, and worries what Amy might have told Timothy in the days that she had kidnapped him that would be preventing him from contacting his
Strange
father.
Strange things to say.
That's a weird thing to say.
That's a weird thing to say.
But he does say he thinks that maybe she was either manipulating him or brainwashing him.
You don't have to manipulate a six-year-old. That's all mm-hmm. I'm going to say. Like, especially when you're their parent, you don't have to manipulate a six-year-old.
More. Yeah.
That is a weird thing to say, though. Like,
it is weird to add. They had taught him how to call 911 if he was ever lost or in trouble, and they had given him an identification card for children with his name and fingerprint on it to help help him be returned home. Mm. That card was found in Amy's hotel room with her body. So,
this is a pretty meticulous plot.
I don't
for
know what's going on.
Who's yeah. exactly? And that's the other thing. It's yeah. like, if her mental health is so bad, how'd she? Well, that's not true. I don't know what
this,
she was
there's
planning
so
with
many
Timothy.
Questions that are left for me in this, and it's like, I can only imagine how the family feels.
Yeah.
Unless there's other things we don't get, we're not privy to.
Which, I mean, it may be true because it's an ongoing investigation.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it could just really be the matter of her mental health was really, really not good. And
yeah.
unfortunately, and I don't even think she killed him, you know, if people are scoffing at this mom because of her mental illness, and
well,
if she
like,
killed her kid, wasn't malicious.
Also,
I think it's really out of love.
Yeah. Well, and there's also the thing
terrible,
for me that, like, if she killed her son, his backpack, all his toys and stuff are missing, and only the identification card is left.
Right.
Which so, like, I guess if you wanted to, like, if you handed off your son to somebody else, she would take the identification card so he wouldn't be identified as Timothy. So there's that. But then if you kill your kid, there's no reason to keep it, but there's also no reason to get rid of it.
Right. That's weird.
But she, it's the all out of all that stuff, the only thing of Timothy's I think they found in that room was his card, his ID card that they
and
gave him.
And if she killed him, she would have had to do it in a separate location, which
yeah.
doesn't really match up with what's happening. You
so
know what I mean?
She did go into the store at like 7, and the latest he was heard was like 1:30 ish. So there's 6 hours there that aren't accounted for.
Yeah. Which is enough time to kill someone.
Yeah.
Especially a child.
Yeah.
But there's no motive there.
Well, they said it was like the car was in a field of some sort or near water.
And
that's what I
the motive, so, if we're going with motive, she thinks her son's in danger if he goes back to his dad. That's motive for her.
Would it have been, and she's trying to protect him from having to
return.
Or because here's my thing.
File
if you're going
to
kill
right?
your,
yeah.
if you're going to kill your son
lose custody.
And you're going to kill yourself, why not do it in the same room is my point.
Mm,
why
yeah.
would she do
that's
it at somewhere else, like a different location? Because that was what I was saying with motive. I get that she's trying to protect him, but it's like, then where's the consistency here? You killed him because you knew you were going to die next?
Right.
And you didn't want him in the same place? Or
that's a good point.
Maybe the way he died is a little bit more special. I literally imagine her throwing up a bridge. Yeah, that's what I
think. That's a good point, though, because why would it, like, why would you kill him in a separate location if you're going to commit suicide anyway?
Yes, that's what I'm saying, too.
Yeah.
A lot of it doesn't freaking add up.
That's weird. I don't know what to think anymore.
Yeah. So I feel like that's why we automatically, because we don't want to think about all those other options, that we're like, it makes more sense for her to hand off her kid to somebody and then go commit suicide.
Right.
We're like, this is the most easily acceptable storyline.
I feel like it's not, though.
I'm still on
the
she murdered him.
I feel like that's the most easily acceptable
story. People don't want to think that, though.
Which is fair. Which brings up more information about, like, how we view women in society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and postpartum.
Mothers specifically.
Yeah. And mothers
we don't know if that's
issues.
What she was dealing with here, but it doesn't sound like, well, in my opinion, she's ready to have a baby.
Yeah. And women who struggle with mental health conditions, particularly depression and suicidal ideation, are at a higher risk to develop postpartum depression and postpartum psychosis. So, which I didn't know was a thing, but it is.
Wow.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Don't make your wife a baby factory.
Reason 3000, I'm not having children. My mental health and my seasonal depression don't need to meet each other. And add a baby on that? No, thank you.
No, thanks. What do you think happened? You're the one with the most information.
I think she killed him, honestly. But I don't want to believe that, obviously. But I don't know. They investigated the family and they didn't find anything that would lead to any other questions being brought up. But then again, I don't know how well that investigation was done. So I think she killed him.
It just, like, that is the most logical explanation. Because you think he would have contacted. It's not like this case got no media coverage.
Yep.
Yeah, unless it's a cult.
Unless
or
it's a cult.
Amish family.
Amish family,
yeah. The Amish family comes
out
of, like,
the
hole
he's alive. I think eventually, like, if he's alive, we're going to see him in, like, 10 years. And it's going to be the whole,
I realized
that I basically brainwashed myself. Like, she could have given him a whole different identity with the identity card, right, thing. Like, maybe she has a new one for him. And he's living, like, under some witness protection type shit. Who knows? And he literally was probably, like, out of survival, I have to do this. And after a while, you do eventually give it up.
Yeah.
My great grandpa forgot who he was at 7. He was actually recruited into an army and taught a whole different language and doesn't remember his name or where he's from.
That's terrifying.
So, but I don't imagine that it was as rigorous, like the brainwashing.
Well,
so,
she had like 3 days.
Yeah. Well, and she might have been planning it a little bit earlier, right? Like,
but without, like, the dad knowing at all?
Yeah,
maybe.
Because what if,
I mean,
like
the brainwashing of her child?
Yeah. Because that's part of it. Like, you instead. Or how
she seemed pretty involved.
Well, and
he's
kids,
the one that drops him off and picks him up from school.
Yeah, that's not too much, but you can, like, still think of them in, like,
that's
a light.
Fair.
You know what I mean? Like, you could still think of the other parent as this, like, who knows what she was saying? Just like he said, like, he's afraid she was manipulating the kid.
That,
like,
is true.
And kids just tend to believe their parents.
That's true.
Well,
because you
don't
expect your parents to hurt you.
Right. Because they're supposed to keep you safe.
But what if she was getting hurt by his dad, you know, and, like, he sees something completely
There's so
different.
Many aspects of, like, this family dynamic we don't know.
And we don't have
because this is active. So, and, like, as I was saying before, all of Timothy's family members have been super cooperative and been working with the police to search for him. Yeah. So none of them were named suspects in this disappearance.
No. Yeah. Right. I definitely think it was her on her own doing.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned before, in the podcast Instagram, I will be posting pictures of Timothy Pitson when he disappeared, an age progression photo that they did of him showing what he would look like at 13, a photo of Amy, the car she was driving when they disappeared, and I have also linked the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's page for Timothy, and there will also be the number for the Aurora, Illinois Police Department.
Yes. Wow. That's so, there's just so many options that it's hard to pick.
I agree.
What could be the thing, right?
Because, like, we want to believe the best. And we just want to be like, hopefully he's alive. But there's so many questions I have about this. And all the evidence just leaves me more. Like, people don't just disappear.
No.
Like that. They don't.
Well, and I feel like my inclination, too, when someone has been missing for so long is to assume that they're dead.
Yeah.
Which is not always true, though, is what we've seen.
I guess, and that's why I keep bringing up the fucking human trafficking thing, though, because how would someone plan the disappearance of somebody so cleanly without somebody who knows how to make someone disappear?
Do you think she would do that, though?
Because I don't think, here's the thing, I don't know if she did it intentionally to human traffic him. I don't know if he maybe got handed to the wrong people.
That would be my best guess.
I feel like it's so maybe she was being manipulated as well.
Yes.
So I think there's scary dual manipulation here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like being human trafficked is worse than being dead.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I really hope that that's not the case, and I hope that Timothy is fine and just with another family, but I keep getting human trafficking vibes, and I don't like it. He just disappeared so cleanly.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Never happens that way.
So, and like, no body, no sighting, no nothing's ever been found. That's very strange.
I'm still hung up on this blood.
Yeah, it was like, the blood in the car, though.
And the police, like, checked a lot of these areas that they listed, and they haven't found anything. But I'm like, are you doing good police job, though? Or, like, you kind of looked out there and you're like, no, I don't see a body, and then walked off.
Yeah.
So,
like, did they, like, pull in, like, a lake team, you know, when they think there's a body in a river?
It's really hard to track those.
Yeah.
That's the sad thing, which is that's why I would bet she did that if she killed him.
It's just shitty, like, if you can't use your resources for children, who do you use them for, exactly?
Oh, well, yeah. And we were mentioning, like, all the stuff about forensics and how fucking, so that's why I'm like, okay, no lead, nothing.
Mm-mm.
Interesting. Very
it's
interesting.
Like cold the second it started. Almost.
That's got pretty human trafficking wild. Written all over it, unfortunately. Yeah, that doesn't just happen that way, sadly.
Well,
I know,
like,
that's weird to say, but
he declared them missing.
Not on the family's part at all.
He declared them missing on the 12th.
Right.
And they were still out doing stuff on the 12th.
Right.
And, like, checking into a hotel.
Yes.
So, or,
what?
Like, leaving a water park. And
within
then she
the
checked
state.
Into a hotel. So all within the same state.
Yeah.
So that seems a little bit weird to me, the fact that nobody was looking for them.
No one saw this kid?
No one saw
That's
this kid.
That's what I was saying, too, is like,
and
why
they announced
don't you
him
go?
As missing that morning. So
That's
it's fresh
weird.
On people's minds.
I don't know, man.
I don't
know what
I don't
to think
know.
Anymore.
Cover up.
Cover up. Well, if you have any additional information on the Timothy Pitson case, make sure you check out those links in our description. Send your tips in. You know, hopefully we can find this kiddo if he's still alive. If you want to discuss this case more, check out pictures. They'll be on our Instagram, Not a Boogeyman. What's the other thing?
5-star review? If you can, that would be sweet. If you would give us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, it really helps us and we would appreciate it. You'd be chill.
Yes. And we got a Patreon.
Yes.
It's linked on our website and in the description, so check it out if you'd like. If any updates come on this case, we will definitely let y'all know. I hope we get
I'm watching
some updates.
It like a hawk.
Yep. But no promises. Come back next week. We're talking about a cryptid. It'll be fun.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.